Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Ball on the horizon. And again, I don't know how long that's going to last either, but it's just nice to at least be able to talk about actual sports. And, you know, it's funny because you know how football was able to gauge for a while here how soccer was going to react, how basketball, how hockey, and then now they're going to implement their plans, and we'll see what happens. But it's interesting because, you know, when the NBA looks at this, Bill, they're going to now be able to look at football and say, well, we're really successful with the bubble. If the pandemic continues, okay, and yesterday, you know, we had another large number of deaths. Unfortunately, we had 245, I think it was, in our state alone. So if the death rate continues the way it is right now, which is terrible, which we're going over 1,000 deaths every single day now, then the NBA might say, well, look at all the trouble that baseball's having. Look at all the trouble football's having. Gentlemen, if we want to do this again, we're going to have to do it from the beginning in the bubble. And then we will then, you know, adjust accordingly if we can get out of the pandemic and we have a vaccine and all of that. So it's interesting how the roles may be reversed, where the NFL was the sport that could buy itself some time by watching others implement theirs. And now we're going to see if football can actually, you know, survive. Today at 4 o'clock is the deadline for guys to opt out. So we'll find out if how many more guys are going to opt out, how many big names are going to opt out. But basketball now, and the players and the owners are going to have a little time to look at how football and baseball, and if the virus destroys their seasons, they're going to look at it and say, well, guess what? Now we saw what the guinea pigs are. We need to go, you know, hey, we got to go bubbling again. If we want to do this, we got to go bubbling. And the good thing for the NBA is now that you've done it once, you can now do it again, and maybe you can even tweak it and make it even better. But what you can guarantee yourself is what? A season. You know what I mean? So the roles might start getting reversed here, you know, over the next couple of months. And when the NBA, and remember, that's the good thing for us sports fans. The NBA season's coming, like, quickly. Like, we'll have the playoffs, and it'll be a really short off season. So we won't be talking for a long time about what about the next, no, the next NBA season is right on us. You know what I mean? So that's going to be really cool that we're going to get our NBA season right away and then our NHL season. And, you know, the NHL, they don't have the luxury of the NFL and the NBA. They don't make that kind of money. So if this bubble works for them and they see where the pandemic is going and it's still going on, and, of course, the Canadian teams, Canada will not be very receptive to accepting individuals from other places that, you know, could be bringing the virus. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is an issue that eventually it'll all work out. Don't get me wrong. But it's funny how the NBA now will have their opportunity to see, okay, we saw ours worked. And if we stay away from the bubble, what will be the effects? And we're going to find out if football and baseball are able to figure it out, you know, because look at Tampa Bay. We talked about it yesterday. They're already looking at doing their own bubble now. So they're trying to mimic a little bit, because it's interesting that the players have come to the agreement themselves that the bubble might be the better way instead of the way the NFL is doing it.
Look, if the bubble works, the other thing that helps.
No. The bubble works.
So far.
No, the bubble works. Dude, it's hockey.
As long as you stay within.
That's the bubble. That's what I'm saying. The bubble works. Soccer, hockey, and basketball are having no problems. Only one guy ventured out to a strip club. That's it. And that was just pure stupidity.
And he didn't even bring it back.
Luckily. And wait a minute. He wouldn't have been able to bring it back, bro. They sequestered his ass.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the bubble system is foolproof, pretty much.
So far.
I mean.
So far.
Dude, it's three sports. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of tests. You control the environment. You control the sport. You're good.
You know what would help? If this does, like, sign, sealed, delivered, no issues, you won't have opt-outs.
Right.
Unless you don't want to go to the bubble.
Right.
It won't be that risk. It's either you're okay with being locked down or you're not.
Right.
It's not about the possibility of getting this.
Right, right. It's and so that's where this whole thing, the tide is going to end up turning now, you know, as the NFL was able to use everybody else's guinea pigs. Now the NBA and the NHL are going to be able to use baseball and football as guinea pigs because they're going to say, okay, well, look at life without a bubble and look how disastrous it is. Now we got to go back to the bubble. You know what I mean? Hey, look, schools are they're coming to their senses. A lot of them are like, hey, we're going online because it doesn't make sense, man. I mean, they just out of Georgia.
There are going to be some idiots that are going to try. And
Georgia,
push.
They just did a school where a second grader came in with corona and. Now they have to sequester the kids and the teacher and all that. There's another school where it's like 100 kids that have to be now, you know.
And talking about disinfecting everything. I mean, Can you imagine?
It's ridiculous, dude. It's ridiculous. You know, every teacher should be online this year. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it should be right now because it's too dangerous to do it the other way. But it's interesting that how everything has worked out in the bubble. And now the NBA is going to be able to – they're going to play the guinea pig. They're going to use the NFL as the guinea pigs now. And that's what we're going to find out over the next couple of months. And then the experience for players in the bubble.